That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday, Lum ordered Abner to clean the dust off all the canned goods in the store. And Abner, resenting Lum's attitude, turned around and got Cedric to do it instead. So that evening, Cedric got busy and started to clean the cans by throwing them in a tub of hot water. Of course, this took off the labels as well as the dust. However, he completed the work and was quite proud of the shining array presented by the shelves full of label-less cans. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, most of you know this Alka-Seltzer rhyme because you've heard it many times on this program. It goes like this. When your tablets get down to four...
That's the time to buy some more.
Well, you certainly know it all right.
Oh, sure. That's my guide for buying Alka-Seltzer. But I think you ought to add a couple of lines to that rhyme.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you suggest?
How's this? Get an extra package, too. That's the wisest thing to do.
Marvelous. An extra package of Alka-Seltzer means extra assurance of extra effective relief when you have an occasional headache, acid indigestion, muscular aches, or the headachey, feverish feeling of a cold. You never know where or when you'll need Alka-Seltzer's relief. You may be out driving.
Well, I have a rhyme for that, too.
Good.
An extra package in your car. When you need it, there you are.
Well, swell. But suppose you're on a train or out shopping.
All right. An extra package in your bag helps when headache makes you lag.
Well, that's great. And now, can you give me a rhyme about what everyone should buy an extra package of?
Sure. It's fast relief all druggists sell, sir. An extra package of Alka-Seltzer.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner standing out in front of the Jotham Down store. Lum is just approaching, and neither of them knows of Cedric's fine work inside. Listen.
Morning, Lum.
Well, for goodness sakes, Abner, what are you standing out here in front for? Why don't you go inside?
Well, see, you know, I come away from home this morning. I must have left my key there. Leastways, I just can't find it nowhere. So I just sort of waiting for you to show up.
Oh, well, let's see. I wonder if I got my... Did you get all them canned goods cleaned up last night?
Oh, yeah. That's all dead, yeah. Cedric Coleman, it's all dead. All
yes,
dead.
I'm sure I got that key somewhere. What'd you say about Cedric?
No, nothing.
Well, what could that thing be? You know, after I told you to clean up all them canned goods, I realized that's a pretty big order. I got to worrying about it.
Oh, that's all right. You tell me to do a job, you can be sure it'll get done, feller. Jobs don't come too big for little old me. No, sir.
Oh, here
no,
it is. Here, here's
the
key.
Work.
Well, I just hope you never overworked yourself.
Oh, not work. Nothing at all. Not for me.
Well, I just got to worrying about you working so hard. Go ahead.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah.
Bound you, I laid there in bed and rolled and tossed for 20 minutes before I could get to sleep.
Well, that's a shame.
Well, you know how I am. Take everything to heart, so.
Yeah, well, you never need to worry, because you know how I am, too. I don't care if it takes all night long to get a job did. I'll see that it's did. I'm awful conscientious.
Yeah, well, that's one thing I've always said about you, Abner. You're dependable.
Amen.
Get that other window shade over there by you, would you?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, sir, you're one feller about he can always put dependence in. Because whenever... Hey, wait a minute. What happened? Look at them cans.
Yeah, don't they look... Oh, my goodness.
The labels is off of them.
Yeah.
There ain't a label on a single can in this whole store.
Well,
look at that.
Yeah,
Abner, you idiot.
Well, now,
of all the numbskull, half-witted things you've ever did, this is the worst.
Well, now, listen,
ain't you got a brain in your head?
Oh,
I just told you to clean the dust off of them cans. Don't mean you have to take the labels off, too. What was you using, sandpaper?
I never done that now. Cedric done it.
Cedric?
Yeah, I might as well admit to it, Long. After you told me to do it yesterday, why, I got hold of Cedric and I told him to do it.
Yeah, and look what happened.
Well, I'm sorrowful. I never knowed Cedric was going to do that. I never told him to take the labels off.
Well, you ought to know that with him, you have to stand right over him and see that he does it right.
Yeah.
Must have taken him hours to tear all them labels off.
No, he called me up about 10 o'clock last night and said he had it all in. I asked him how he got it did so fast, and he just laughed, said he had a system.
System?
Yeah.
Granny, some system.
Well, leastways the cans ain't wrong, Mom. And they're clean, you'll have to admit that. Look
yeah,
at them things
clean,
spark.
All right, but what good that'll do us? How in the world are
we going to... Wait a minute, weren't that all right?
I don't know. Better answer it and see. Well, I'll try to figure out what we can do with this mess. Dad, blame that Cedric anyway.
Hello, jot him down, store. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Why, yes, Miss Blevins, I reckon we can make a delivery right away, if it ain't too much stuff.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Oh, sure, if that's all it is, yeah. Now, wait just a minute now. Let me jot that down. Don't want to make a mistake.
Yeah, set it down.
Can of peaches. What else? Box of salt. All right, you bet. Goodbye. Lom, I've got to run over to Miss Blevins with this stuff right away. She's in a hurry. Is that all right?
Sure, that's fine.
Good.
Do you mind if I sit here and watch you put the order up? Go ahead. I want to see this.
Well, Lom, you know how we put up orders. Been doing it for years.
Yeah, I just want to watch you. Go ahead.
Well, you just take a box of salt off the shelf this way.
This next thing's what I'm interested in.
Go right over here. Get your can of peaches and that's...
Go ahead. Get the can of peaches.
Doggies.
Yeah. What's holding you up? You see what I mean now?
Oh.
How are we going to run a store if we don't know what we got on our shelves?
Yeah.
We ain't got no way in the world of knowing what's inside them cans.
Maybe I better call Miss Blevins back and talk her into buying something else, like a can of pears, maybe.
And how are you going to find a can of pears?
Well, I'll just go right... Oh. That's right, ain't it?
Yeah, sure is.
Maybe I could take her a package of dried apricots.
No, you can't do that.
Well, they're sort of like peaches. I'll tell her it was an awful dry season in the peach farm belt this
year.
No,
Abner, what we got to do is study up some way to tell what's in them cans.
Oh.
How we're going to do it, I don't know. I do not know. Oh.
Yeah, let's see. Wished I had x-ray eyes like Superman's.
Well, you ain't. They're just red around the edges.
Doggies, I could sure tell then, though, if I had them.
Yeah, Granny, the more I think about this, the more it seems like them canned goods are just might nigh worthless to us.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right, Mom. Might just as well throw them all away, I reckon.
Throw them away? Are you crazy?
Huh?
Well, we can't afford that. It'd bankrupt us.
Oh.
Besides, I'm surprised to hear you talk about throwing food away when there's such a famine in the world today.
Oh, well, I never meant throw it away, I don't think.
Folks has got to think about saving food nowadays,
not
throwing it away.
That's right.
Do you realize, Abner, that while me and you've been standing here, a million people in Europe and Asia have starved to death?
Well, let's sit down.
That's why none of us can waste one single bit of food.
My dog is Elizabeth ain't wasting nothing. She just barely puts enough stuff on the table for us to eat now. Not a bit more.
Well, I'm proud to hear she's doing that.
She ain't let me have a slice of bread in 2 days.
Well, that's good. Think of not having a slice of bread for a year, though, or hardly anything else.
Yeah.
Every time one of us folks here in this community cuts down on bread and all wheat products and fats and oils, well, that means somebody over there is going to get enough to keep them alive.
Yeah.
And that's all they're asking for. Not a regular meal, just something to keep them alive.
Bless her heart. Bless her little heart.
Have you ever saw the legs of a little youngin' that ain't getting enough to eat?
Oh.
Well, us doing without bread sure ain't no sacrifice.
I'll amen that, Mom. And honest, I never meant we'd actually throw them cans away.
Oh, I know you never.
No.
But that still don't help us figure out what's inside of them cans.
No. See. Wait a minute. I know how we can tell... No, that wouldn't be no good.
What was you going to say?
Oh, well, I... Want to say we can open them up and look. That'd tell us all right.
Yeah, that'd look fine, wouldn't it? Having a shelf full of canned goods with the lids all pried up. Stuff would spoil in 2 days.
Yeah, I know it, Lom. I said that myself. Besides, it'd be awful messy making the delivery, too. Of course, we might could put the lids back on, hold them down with adhesive tape or court plaster or something like that.
And still spoil. It's got to be airtight in there.
Oh, yeah.
We ain't prying up no lids, I can tell you that.
Well, couldn't we just empty the cans, pour them into something else, fruit jars?
We still have to go to all the trouble of sealing them up. And I don't know where we'd get that many fruit jars, anyway.
No.
Besides that, it'd run into right smart of an expense.
Yeah.
We ain't opening up them cans, and that is final.
Yeah, let's see. Doggies, I know. Why couldn't we just take an ice pick or something and poke a little hole in the side of the can and peek in there?
peek in
there. Yeah, get a flashlight. Be kind of dark in there.
If you put the hole in there, the juice would run out. That'd let air in there, and the stuff would spoil.
Dog, as we always get back to that air. That air's dangerous stuff. I'm going to quit breathing it.
There's times when I wished you would.
Huh?
Yes, see now, how are we going to do this?
Bound you, I could tell what's in some of them cans just by shaking them.
No, I don't believe you could do that. Or could you?
Why, sure. Anytime I can't tell a difference twixt the sound of tomatoes and corn, I'll put in with you.
I wonder if a feller could do that. Let's try it.
Well, it won't hurt not to try it. Let's see. I believe I'll work it on this can right here.
Yeah. What's in it?
I don't know. I know it ain't tomatoes or corn. Them two I can tell blindfolded. Don't slurp quite like peaches, neither.
Don't what?
Slurp. You know that noise canned peaches make? Lurk, lurk, lurk. They're sort of slippery, you know.
Yeah, but how do they go?
Lurk, lurk, lurk. Slurp, slurp.
Sound like a frog.
Ah.
But what's in the can? That's what I want to know.
It could be cherries. Don't believe it is, though. Fact said, I don't think I'd recognize the sound of cherries. Corn and tomatoes are the ones I know best. Sort
well,
of
this
best.
Ain't getting us nowhere.
Wait a minute. Let me try now. I believe that other one was mixed vegetables. Didn't have no sound of its own to it at all.
Can you tell what it is?
Oh, sure, yeah. This is easy. This is tomatoes.
Tomatoes, huh?
Yeah. Practical hear the seeds rattling around in that can. That's tomatoes, no doubt about it.
This is some way to be sure.
Well, if you don't believe me, go ahead, open it up. I know
yeah,
what
I reckon
it is.
We better. Tomatoes. The only way we can tell if your system will work.
Oh, I'm a saint.
Have we got a can opener around here?
Yeah, we got some in stock right back over there. Or here, I'll do it.
Yeah. Of course, this will slow down business. When a body comes in to buy something, we'll have to spend a half hour shaking cans before we can find what they want.
I'll specialize in tomatoes.
But it's our only chance, so this better work.
Well, I'll be dead blamed.
What is it, tomatoes?
No.
Well, what is it?
Corn.
Corn?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things you was an expert
Somebody
on.
Must have planted tomatoes in their corn.
Look here, Abner, I'm tired of monkeying around. Now, you got us into this mess, so I'm going to give you just 24 hours to get us out of it.
Huh?
And if you don't do it by then, I grannies, you're going to have to pay for every cent of that merchandise. Now, get busy.
Well, Abner, it looks as though the only thing that will save you now is those X-ray eyes. And I don't know where you can get those. Be sure and join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, you'll find it wise to buy an extra package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. Buy two packages instead of one. And keep that extra package with you wherever you go, whatever you do. Alka-Seltzer offers extra effective relief from occasional headaches or acid indigestion, muscular fatigue, or the ache-all-over feverish feeling of a cold. Because you may want the relief Alka-Seltzer can give when it isn't handy to go to a drugstore or when the drugstore is closed, it's wise to have an extra package on hand. So remember, buy two packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of one.